Well, Declan, back in action tomorrow, and I suppose after last week's very good performance and a heartbreaking defeat, I suppose it's a matter of picking things up and start picking up from where you left off last Sunday.
Yeah, exactly, Tom. It was a good performance, there's no doubt about it, and you know, that's where we wanted to get out of the competition, was to get those type of performances. And yeah, a lot of lads stood up last weekend, and it was a really good performance, especially going forward. And from a point of view of some of the scores were outstanding, and we created a huge amount of goal opportunities, and quite happy with the performance. Yeah, the disappointing fact was we didn't see the game out. I thought we definitely deserved to win the match, and you know, it was a cruel way to end the match with a late goal from Ryan. But you know, that's football at times, and hopefully we can learn from that.
I know when we were speaking to you on Sunday evening after the game, you were a little concerned that you weren't going to really get to do anything with the players for this week because there's so many of them away. Have you got to do anything?
Just this afternoon, Tom, we have them in, and the week has been, again, difficult because there's a huge amount of players away. I think we have about 15 players based in Dublin alone, and we have a number of players down in Galway and other colleges between Dundalk, Belfast, so it's been difficult, but a lot of stuff going on at the minute in terms of preparation for Sigerson. So the guys have been out. We had one collective session in terms of a gym session, and the other time on the field has been with our colleges. So we have them in this afternoon, and that'll be us getting ready for the match tomorrow against Cavan.
And of course, obviously the major focus is on Cavan tomorrow, but the long term one is, remember, we have to remember this is an under 21 squad that's playing in the McKenna Cup, so you're focusing on the championship and trying to get preparations right for that as well.
Well, exactly. Listen, as I said at the start of the McKenna Cup, we wanted to be competitive. We know we're up against a very good Cavan side tomorrow, a big strong physical Cavan side that beat Tyrone last weekend, and the one thing we wanted to get out of this competition was, yeah, let's be competitive, let's see what lads can stand up in that environment. And again, tomorrow will be no different. We will have a number of changes for tomorrow's match, and we'll see what players are, you know, by the end of January. I'd be hoping that I'd be in a situation where, yeah, I can say that there's 25 or 30 lads that's ready to play Tyrone on the 15th of March.
Yeah, as you said, Cavan, your opponents tomorrow, A kind of a different challenge tomorrow than, say, last Sunday in UUJ. Even though UUJ had quite a lot of inter-county players, you're coming up against a more seasoned, more physically stronger, more mature Cavan senior team who are preparing for Division 1 for the first time in a long time. As you say, got a big win last week against Tyrone, something that they hadn't done for a long time. And a new manager as well, Matty McLennan from Tyrone. A lethal cocktail from in terms of a team being primed and ready to challenge for everything.
Well, exactly. And listen, my work takes me down to Cavan, and I'd be down there fairly often. And you know, there's great pride in Gaelic football in Cavan. It's one of those counties that, you know, that you'd like to see do well. And you know, there's huge optimism down there at the minute with Matty coming in. Terry Hyland was there for 4 or 5 years, done a great job, won I think maybe 3 or 4 under 21 titles. There's a nucleus of a very good side there. They're into Division 1 for the first time in a good number of years, and a couple of words that you did say, I mean, they're physical, there's no doubt about that there, and they're also a seasoned team. And yeah, it's a big challenge for us, there's no doubt about that there. And the one thing about Matty McLennan, he's very direct. I mean, they play a very direct brand of football, and yeah, it's going to be a difficult challenge, but listen, it's one again that we're looking forward to.
And there are no concerns on the physical front for your players who are obviously are still in their tentative years?
Well, you always have concerns, and I know it was a physical match last weekend against Tyrone, and listen to Mickey Hart, you know, they picked up a number of injuries. I know there was 3 or 4 players picked up knocks in that game, so they are a physical side, and you know, but at the same time, you know, you've got to get on with it. You're always concerned, especially as younger lads coming in. But again, it's a challenge for these guys, and it's one that, as I said, we're looking forward to.
You said you're going to have a number of changes.
Yeah, we're going to have a number of, our hands are tied slightly in relation to colleges at the weekend, so there will be a number of lads that won't be starting tomorrow, and we're just going to finalise the team preparation now later on this evening. Owen Bannon, Jamie Brennan, Christian Boner, Colin Kelly, Keelan McGonigal and Keane Mulligan are all with their colleges this weekend, which leaves an opportunity, you know, it's going to be at least 4 or 5 changes from last weekend's match.
Yeah, so, and all players that contributed handsomely last week, I know Keelan McGonigal wasn't there, but Jamie Brennan maybe had a quiet enough afternoon, but Owen Bourne had a big game, Christian, your own son, had a good first half.
Yeah, it's a change now that it'll give an opportunity for the other lads coming in, Tom, and that's what we want to see. We want to see a lot of guys anyway, so we have a busy schedule ahead of us. We have this match tomorrow, and then we're playing Tyrone on Wednesday night, where I'll have basically most of the squad together for Wednesday night, and then we have the North West against Mayo next Saturday. So yeah, it's a busy week, and all lads within that group will get game time, and as I say, we will be in a better situation to come the end of the month then to have a look at the squad and get the preparations in full swing for 15th of March against Tyrone.
Yeah. I know you said as well last week afterwards that it was the performance was more important than the result, and you know that the McKenna Cup was about grooming players for the under 21 championship. Realistically, if you want to be in the knockout stages and get a couple extra games, you're going to have to win tomorrow.
Well, exactly. Yeah, you have to. That's the bottom line. And it was about getting those performances. That's what I wanted. But at the same time, you know, when you get so close and when you do put in a big performance like we did last weekend, then you know you want to top it off with a victory. And being the nature of me and probably most of the squad, it was a disappointing feeling to the end of the game last weekend that we lost out, especially with a last minute goal. Then you know. Probably maybe later on in the week you started to analyse the whole game and stuff like that, then, and you probably took pride out of the performance, but at the time, after the match on Sunday, yeah, there was a sense of disappointment that we just didn't see the game out.